Good morning, it's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent Jessica Flory. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning, everybody.
Another program coming up for the upcoming spring docket, and I'm excited to hear what Shopping in Style is all about.
Yeah, so last week I highlighted our YQCA, our Youth for Quality Care of Animals, that's geared towards livestock individuals in those projects. We're doing a day camp for our clothing individuals on March 20th. It will be down at Garnett, and it will be from 1 to 3 o'clock. I'm really excited. We have Cassidy Collins. She's a previous Anderson County 4-H'er, and she is fabulous in this topic, coming to work with our 4-H'ers that afternoon down in Anderson County. And last year, we didn't push this very hard because it was new and we were giving it time to understand it, but our clothing project for fair kind of evolved a little bit. It used to be called, referred to as Bymanship, but they've changed that project to call it Shopping in Style. And so it really kind of clarifies it for this generation as far as what we're actually asking them to do. And there's actually a science to buying clothes, and more so not necessarily shopping for clothes, but just understanding your body type, your skin color, your hair, your eyes. You know, what are the best colors for you? What are the best styles for you? How can you better stretch your dollar to go get items that you need in your wardrobe? Like, I love having this conversation with our seniors. I think every girl going off to a university needs, like, just a nice black dress in her wardrobe. You know, those things are expensive, but like, is a strong staple to have in your wardrobe. And like, how do you budget for those things? What do you need? You know, what don't you need? There really gets into the madness of shopping, and what girl doesn't love to shop, right? And this is open to gentlemen, young gentlemen too. There's lots of different things they can learn from this as well. So sorry, I didn't mean to just target my female 4-H'ers out there, but this is open to all 4-H'ers. And I'm really excited. It will be a really fun afternoon. And then we're gonna focus on some of the science behind all of it, and what that new project looks like for fair time, what you can do for fair, because that's changed a little bit as well. But then we're going to finish out the afternoon with actually practicing modeling. So again, there's an art to that, and practice on poise and carrying yourself confidently. How do you do that and model your outfit to the best of your ability? So we're going to work on some of those things, and it's going to be a really fun afternoon. So the sign up is out there on our website and our social media. The best way I can tell you, just over the radio, just reach out to your local extension office and we can help you get signed up for that. But if you're looking for us, on social media, we're under Frontier Extension District, K-State Research and Extension. You can also Google us that way and find our website. So we're excited, and we already have probably half of our spots filled at this point, so get in there and sign up.
Got to get it while the going's good at this point. The style, definitely important, and definitely something that people need to express their creativity on. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Meredith Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent, Kathy Gow.